Nora Jane Struthers may never have become a singer-songwriter if her identity hadn't been stolen. Rebuilding her life allowed her to take a risk and do something she'd wanted to for years. It paid off. She has a new album out titled Wake. But let's start at the beginning, at a charter school in Brooklyn where Nora Jane worked as an English teacher.
I started teaching sophomores and moved to teaching seniors in my last year. I loved it.
Then she got into a relationship.
So I started dating the art teacher. We both started talking about the possibility of moving out of the city, and he could do art and I could do music, and we could move somewhere together and sort of start a new creative life. And then I got a card in the mail from a bank saying that your PIN has been changed. The only thing was that it was from a bank that I didn't have an account with. So I called the bank and said, you know, let's close the account and I think something's happened and why don't you send me a copy of that check that was deposited. The check was actually a check that was made out to me that I was expecting and had never received. I was obviously distressed because someone had stolen my identity. And then a month later, I get a call and it's from one of the credit bureaus. She said, well, there's this name that keeps coming up every so often when we're looking at different accounts of yours. And I just wanted to run this name by you and see if it was someone that you happen to know. And then she said, my boyfriend's name. She also told me that he had opened an account on like my credit card or something and charged a new computer to it. And so I just totally lost it. Kick him out. I finished out the school year, and on like my second to last day of school, my boss comes into my classroom and is like, we just discovered that your ex-boyfriend, I mean, I don't want to use his name. I really want to use his name, but I feel like there could be some bad repercussions to that, so I'm not going to. But anyway, so he comes into the classroom, my classroom, and sits me down and says, we just found out that he forged his teaching certificate. We'd been dating for a year and a half, and we shared a community at work, and I'd met his family, and it was just such an incredible shock. I was just ready for a brand new start. You know, I was kind of over New York, but I had a friend who was living in Nashville, and he invited me to come down, and I just thought, you know, why not? It's Music City, after all. In the hometown. So I hopped in my parents' Honda Odyssey minivan, drove myself all the way out to Nashville, and I just remember feeling like I escaped. I escaped a life that I was building for myself and thought was going to make me happy, and I think my boyfriend stole my identity, and the poetic irony is that it allowed me to create a new one in which I'm both incredibly fulfilled and have found true love.
Singer-songwriter Nora Jane Struthers. Her new album is titled Wake.